Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Sally Saint is an artist, writer, healer, and speaker, and has been an energy worker for over 16 years. She is a parent and has been inspired and transformed by her mothering journey and now reaches out to support others. She is the founder of Conscious Parenting, and her vision is to support parents on their natural parenting journey so that they are able to maintain their child's authentic core and make decisions from the heart rather than from societal pressures. Hi, Sally. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Good morning, Leanne. Good morning.
Hi. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yes, absolutely. I'd love to.
Wonderful. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
It's been quite an interesting journey for me. And right now, my mothering has inspired me massively. And it's shaping the way my life path is unfolding. So I'm writing an awful lot, and the writing is about parenting, and it's just naturally evolved. I'm sharing the way that I've parented, and I'm reaching out and supporting others. And doors are just opening, and it's lovely. Like, obviously, we've connected on the Thousand Ripple line, and it's so positive, and I'm thoroughly enjoying this journey.
Yeah, it's a fantastic project that Stacey House is doing for the Thousand Ripple Effects, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And for children of that age, the 15 to 21s, isn't it? It's a pivotal time in their lives. And I feel very blessed that my story has been accepted to go into the book. And it's just helped me solidify why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I wrote the book, I wrote the story was mother to son. And so I'm passing on advice and knowledge to my son. He's 7 at the moment, but it just makes you really focus on what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. When I can imagine him at that age and him going out into the world, I really want to make a difference.
Yeah, yeah. I love all the different themes they have. I wrote one for the mother-daughter theme, so it's just
really exciting. Oh, right, okay. Yeah. How old's your daughter?
My daughter's now 24. But yeah, sort of things I wish I'd known back then.
Yes.
When she was growing, yeah, to help out. But yeah.
Totally.
So what about your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
My parenting journey was not the fairy tale one. There was lots of tough journeys. My 20-week scan anomalies were found when I was pregnant. And that put me into a whole whirlwind of whether I was going to have a healthy baby. And thankfully, he came through, and he was a bonny baby. He did have to have an operation when he was 2. But it's like every single step of my parenting was not the smooth flowing, wonderful, rosy journey. But it also taught me so much. When he was born, he was whisked away to a neonatal unit, and I had to fight to breastfeed him. And it's like the fighting and the, I'm going to do this, really solidified what my parenting. And I became a full-term breastfeeder. I never intended to. I read all the books, the conventional books, and I thought I'd be doing it for 6 months. When you have that child, the love that I felt for him, and it seemed to be more enforced because of the hard stuff that was going on around me. And I parented against all the voices around me. I went from the heart. And as soon as I saw him and knew he was that love, it changed me. And I worked on myself massively. He's been my greatest teacher, and he continues to be so.
Wow. So do you think that was a tipping point for change when you've had to go through, you know, a few more challenges with your child?
Yeah, I'd done shamanic work years ago. I'm a Reiki master, so I'd worked on myself for like a number of years before that, but it was actually having him. It brought the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle of everything I'd learned together, and it was almost like when you touch unconditional love, it changes. When that child looks at you, and when you hold that child, you see unconditional love. And so it makes you come up against anything that is not in line with that. So all the restrictions, all the ideas that you thought were yours, they all go out the window. When you feel it's that divine love, it changes you, and no one can put into words what it does. But it was because also I had to really fight. And that made me really, it's almost like my world then, I just looked into these child's eyes and I knew the path I was going on, and I was following that love. And it was against the voices that were around me, but it just made me become the parent that I am. I'm certain if things had been easier, I would have gone with the mainstream. I wouldn't have even considered anything else, but it's because there was lots of anxiety and things going on around me that I just focused on that child.
So what about along the way? So as you've gone along, and there's obviously been different directions where your life goes as you go along, have you had like lightning bolts where you've decided to make changes, or are they more like slow rumbles and you go, yep, no, time for a change?
The changes have almost like what happens with me when I process things is like peeling the layers of an onion. And when I, it's almost like when I come up against something I need that needs to be healing, that needs to be healed, I face it and it feels horrendous. And then when I lift it, it's like, wow. And it helps with clarity. And then this is what we all go through. We all release our past or what we perceive as ourselves, but it's not. And to find our authentic self. And so it's my journey of finding my authentic me. There have been so many like clarity moments, the wow moments, but also to face it, then you have to then feel whatever you need to release. But my parenting has been pivotal, and every time I look at my child, he makes me, it's like I look at him, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to keep going. You know, his path will be different because I face all the things that I face.
So when you do have those challenges and you sort of go along, you think about different challenges in your life, whether it's business or life or whatever. Have you had ones where you think, well, I just want to throw in the towel and just give up?
Yeah, many. Absolutely. Because when I am getting ready to release something, it can feel so real again because you go to that deep part of you, that part that can be wounded, and it just feels so raw. And there's times you just want to curl up into your bed and stay in the end of the duvet. But then in that moment when you feel it, you do it actually breaks and you come through the other side. And again, when I get to that point of I really can't continue, I just see this child that's happy and flowing and in front of me, and it's like, okay, I can do this. You know, when I see him, he is the child without the restrictions all around him, and it's remarkable to see him. He's in his flow. He's in an independent school where he's supported and respected for who he is. And as I see him as authentically him, it's like, yeah, I can do this because I want to remember who I truly am and be that person. Be that person. And it's so like it's heartening to see, you know, and he does remind me, and as I say, when it gets tough, I see him and he reminds me, you keep going, you can do this.
So
And I do.
talking about keeping going and putting one foot in front of the other, you do obviously have that, strong, powerful connection with your son. What else keeps you going? Do you have a big vision to get a message out there, or do you just take each day as it comes?
The message is getting stronger. I've recently linked with Empowered Publicity, which is a US business, and I'm friends. I've been friends with the John Mathelinus for a number of years. But it's in me saying yes. I've got a message, and doors are just opening, and the message is getting stronger. I want to support others. The writing that I've done has been published in the Natural Parenting magazine and in other publications as well. But every single writing that I've done is to support others. You know, there are so many people who have birth traumas who are really struggling with parenting from the heart when there's a conventional society around them. So I want to support others because the more that we link with the parents, the more we can maintain the integrity of the child that's beside them. So it's the path is opening up more and more to support others and to voice what I've experienced. I know a lot about processing because of the shamanic work that I've done in the past. So I know how to help people when they're blocked them. And when they feel like giving up, or how do I carry on? What do I do? Then I understand how to get through things and how to come out the other side.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. What about an ignition point? Have you had different points in time where things have really started taking off for you?
Yeah, there's been many times. I'm a single parent, and I have been for 5 years. And when I stepped out and became a single parent, that was a big point in my life. When you start to, I started to find out really who I really was when I did that. And there's been like many steps along the way. When I followed through on my intuition, when it's against what other people say, those are ignition points because I'm trusting my instincts. So for those, they like me and they encourage my passion. So following my truth, yeah, and following through on something, that really ignites me. And I can feel the difference energetically. It's like the universe is saying, wow, you're listening. Mm. And it's just, it's good. Because sometimes we can get caught up into the, yeah, but you've got voices around you and they could be friends, they could be family saying, no, you shouldn't really be doing this. Don't go this way. But actually when you step and you listen to yourself and say, actually, this is what I want to do, they're igniting points because you're following your authenticity. You're listening to your inner guidance. And it's like the universe says, yes.
Yeah. It's really important, isn't it, to take that time and listen, because I don't think a lot of us stop enough just to take that time out and listen to our intuition or listen to what, you know, the universe is trying to tell us. Because I'm sure there's messages that are coming in that we flick and they keep going past us because, you know, we're not listening enough.
No, and what I've come to learn, you know, the more you go within, the more you see how fast society is around you. So you're getting caught into a vortex. And when you're in that fast speed, it's very hard to listen. And that's the whole, you go out into the world and I know, you know, social media is fantastic, but it just, sometimes everything can just seem like, wow, it's going at hyper speed when you need to slow down. And, you know, everything's got advantages. And like we're talking on the, you know, thanks to social media, we're actually connecting. But slowing down is integral. Being in nature is something that I do regularly because, again, there's a natural flow to nature. So you can't speed up nature. It's just at that gentle constant. And it just helps you remind of, you slow down. You know, everything will still get achieved. You don't need to be going 100 miles an hour. Slow down.
Yeah, so true. All right, so what sort of new possibilities have opened up for you?
With this thousand ripple story that we're connecting with, I've followed through on everything on there. So I've applied to be a guest blog speaker, you know, for blogs as well. I'm linking with a lovely website guy, and actually he's showing me how to do things myself, which I think is really exciting because I've just handed my website over before and it just feels really empowering. There's going to be podcasts coming up regarding the Empowered Publicity, so that's what I've signed up, is lots of podcasts. My writing is expanding. I'm being accepted into more magazines. My artwork is healing art. And that is being put out more. And I'm doing some children's workshops in the summer with art. But it's going to be supporting children in coming outside of the box and of conventional art and finding their own style. So we teach, it's going to be me and a friend doing it. So we'll teach them techniques, but then encourage them to find their own interpretation. It's going to be 8 to 15 year olds, the children that we're going to be working with. So schools will teach them a certain way, and we would like to then encourage them to come a bit further than that certain way, just go a bit further so they can find their own style. So those are the things that are coming up. And I'm also going to be doing some workshops with adults, with another gifted friend. And that's going to be coming up in the autumn. So with natural parenting, but then also sacred space work with people as well.
Yeah, well, that sounds awesome. Also very exciting. And talking about exciting, what's exciting about the future for you?
The fact that I'm saying yes to things, the fact that I'm visible, and the fact that I'm speaking my truth, all those things are very important to me. In my past, I felt quite hidden and restricted, which is something that we're all capable of doing. We can hide behind an identity that isn't even ours. And I haven't been very vocal with speaking my truth. So the writing helped me immensely because it was my first way of speaking my truth. But actually now to vocalize So the podcasts, the doing workshops is me speaking. And it seems to be really healing for me to do that. So it's exciting that I'm allowing myself to be in the moment with people and to just flow. It's what I'm meant to be doing.
Yeah, it's definitely very powerful when you say yes to things, isn't it? You know, yes. To
yeah, it family. Is. Mm. And I realise I've been fighting it for a while, but also I just wasn't ready.
Yes.
Whereas now it's the right time for me. My child is old enough that I can do things around him. When they're younger, you have to just focus on them. But he's getting older now, so I can expand out into the world. And I'm getting lovely collaborations with people, and I like that. Working with others is really good. It's really empowering. It's really to connect with people who are on the same path. It's fantastic. Like us talking today.
Mm.
You know, it's the energy when you co-create something with someone is beautiful.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, let's have a change in pace and let's do the speed round.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What's your favourite book?
The Onita Mojani was the recent one I've done, Dying to Know Me. It came at the right time. I love it.
Yeah. What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
Recently, I've been linking quite a lot with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and that seems to be something that's obviously he's in spirit now, but you've got all the YouTube, the books, and every time I hear it, just I drink it up.
Yeah. What daily ritual works best for you?
Having time for myself. So that moment of just slow time, whether it's walking in nature or just quietly sitting, that's my time.
Yeah, I love that. Do you like the country or the city?
Country.
Yeah.
Country. I love nature. I live in a small town, but so it's still lots of country around me, but I'm a farmer's daughter, so I grew up in the country. Love it.
Do you have a favourite food?
Yes. I love the... I like cooking, especially with caco, however you say it. So I do a lot of raw cooking. I'm vegan, and I do a lot of cooking myself. So anything that's like the chocolatey feel without but being healthy is really fab.
What's a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
I would say allow your feelings to lead the way, and that means facing whatever's there. So don't blanket over. If you're angry, afraid, tearful, face it, and beyond it will be the answer that you need. But you do have to allow yourself to feel.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I would tell my former self that everything is happening for a reason and everything will fall into place. I just have to trust. So however, whatever life experience it is, there's a reason for it and you will come through it and you will be very strong.
Yeah, great advice. Love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Sally. And I really appreciate you sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Yes. The best place is www.sallysaint.co.uk. All my details are on there and then you can contact me in any form.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Igniters, Sally believes you follow through on your intuition and that following her truth ignites her. I'm with her that being in nature is an integral part of life. If you want to find out more about Sally, go to her website www.sallysaint.co.uk. For a life of balance, feeling grounded and centered to handle whatever is thrown at you in your personal business life, find out more by going to my website www.leanneblaney.com.